Good afternoon on my side of the world. It is Sunday. I love Sundays. If you don't know that about me, I absolutely love Sundays. I love every day of the week. Sundays has a special place in my heart. Let's get right into it. I wanted to talk more about unpacking. One of the things about unpacking a lot of things of how we've been raised, or how I was raised, and I'm just here to share my story. Before I get started, that I'm really excited to share this with you, because I love helping folks. I love helping myself. I love when I have epiphanies. I love when my friend helps me have epiphanies. I love when God reveals things to me. I love this stuff because I love to feel free. And healing is my gift and calling, and I'm here to help you heal. I've been called to heal marriages. I've been called to help heal folks. And so I am here sharing my truth, sharing my story, sharing what I believe God has called me to do. Also wanted to share this with you guys that I'm really excited to share. We have some things in the works that we're bringing to the platform. We're elevating the podcast a little bit more. So I'm going to bring along my amazing friend and sister. I'm not bringing along. We're actually doing this together. It's not I'm bringing her along. No, we're doing this together. She is played a huge role in my journey, and we're going to explain it more on the show. But basically, in short, we will be together talking about healing. I will be talking about my story, sharing my story, healing marriages. God has given me a different spin on it in my life, and God has called me to share the message of healing the matters of the heart, healing marriages. We're going to be talking about all things healing, whole, and health. My friend will be also sharing her story, and we're going to be talking about everything that has to do with elevation, healing. She's an amazing hairstylist / artist. She used to be a model. She's an amazing mom. And just her story is just amazing. I'm not even going to give you all the tea, okay? But I'm telling you, we're going to be very open and transparent. We're going to dive deep, deep, deep. Two beautiful Black women who have been called to love, and the men in our lives to love and to not run from, but to really surrender to what God has placed inside of us to share, and what we're in, how we're called to be that on and off camera. This is just our way of living and our way of life. And so it is our, I believe, we've been called to share that. So it's everything healing, everything uplifting, everything transparent, and getting to the matters of the heart, healing from the root. I'll be sharing my 12-month program along in the journey, and she'll also be sharing, along with her story about she's also an event planner, and she really wants to focus on creating a space for specific healing, a space for healing. And so she's just amazing. God is doing amazing things, and God has brought us together to heal. In short, let's unpack today. Okay, so I wanted to talk about my understanding of how I was raised, and unpacking certain things. And one of the things that I have unpacked, and that is understanding that my upbringing that I had to address was I was raised to believe that judgment meant progression. So if it was a lot of judgment in the household, in a sense of like condemning, like, how could you have done that? And if you mess up, I'm going to constantly remind you over and over again so that you won't mess up. And so that was their understanding of correction. That was their understanding of progression. I can remember, you know, my dad being very hard on himself. Very, very hard on himself. I can remember my mother being very, very hard on herself, very, very self-inflicting. I remember her talking down to herself when she would mess up, like, you know, saying things toward herself. And I used to be like, you know, Mom, like, it's okay. Like, realizing, aren't you aware of what you're saying back to yourself? Like, you're saying, you know, calling yourself stupid or calling yourself an idiot or things like that. And I'm like, are you aware that your body is listening to that? Like, and so that was a level of understanding that they had that they weren't fully aware of, that it was tearing them down. But that was their understanding of correction. And so I grew up self-inflicting. And then when I was, you know, grew up in church, it was that you were a sinner saved by grace, which is true. But there was a lot of dogma teaching that I was raised under. And so I can remember dotting every I, crossing every T, and it just felt like so much weight that was on me. Internal weight and physical weight that I picked up over time because I was trying to just do all this stuff, y'all. It was real, real heavy. And so I was showing up as that. And I thought that self-inflicting was something that you do to progress. And I can remember even like my friends, I can remember my loved ones, I can remember people saying, like, why are you so hard on yourself? My marriage, I could remember him saying, why are you so hard on yourself? Like, honestly, I didn't even know I heard, you know, him saying that, but I didn't really think on that. It was just something that I did. I knew it was something that didn't feel good, but I thought it was something that progressed me. And so, I realized over time, or when I went on the journey of, awakening, when my life was broken, when my marriage was broken, when my health was broken, and I can remember sitting talking to God, and asking God to show me because I recognized that the things in my life that was showing up, that had showed up in my life, the brokenness that had happened, I realized God had showed me that it didn't have anything to do with the marriage or your health. It had everything to do with who you thought you had to be, your belief patterns, your agreements. And so on the journey, that's when I was very vigilant in untangling that because I wanted to be free. And I was adamant about being free no matter what. Now, there were some things that I was still attached to that you will understand and learn as we go on this journey together. But I want to stay focused on one of the things that I unpacked, and that was judgment that God helped me see and realize. You could not tell me, and I am speaking with this in all transparency, you could not tell me that I was not better than the man that I love. You could not tell me that I was not better than him. You could not tell me I thought that I was raised better than him. I thought that I had more intellect better than him. I thought all of that unconsciously because through my eyes, I saw things that I judged. Well, my dad doesn't do that. Well, my family doesn't do that. And I took that as those things that I tallied in my head, I took them as an understanding of that's how you progress. So you point out the things that are wrong, you judge the things that are wrong, and you condemn them, and you hold that person accountable for that judgment. And not only do you hold that person accountable for that judgment, that is how you progress, and you keep that standard. No, you keep that standard because you have to make sure that people don't run over you. Total lie, total untruth. And so I, as I began being very open and transparent with God, God was showing me, you ain't better than him. You are not better than him. As a matter of fact, that judgment that you picked up came from your upbringing. No one is better than anyone. The judgment that you picked up, the condemning, that under your level of understanding of that's how you progress, or that's how you keep yourself guarded, that's how you keep yourself protected. Know that that is a very block or hindrance of opening up, of true connection, of you stepping into who, how I truly see you, your true identity in God, not that identity in which you thought you had to show up as. And I know that you experienced, pain in your marriage. I know that you experienced some things that may have hit you like a blow. But let me show you what it really is so that you can heal from it. So that not only that you can heal from it, but so that you can walk out what I put inside of you and what I told you what would happen as far as reconciliation and healing. And being willing to follow that path of unlearning, being willing to follow that path of trust, being willing to follow that path of listening to God and allowing it, the healing to take place. And so it was a definitely eye-opener for me. It was a huge eye-opener for me. It allowed me to see who I thought I was. And then the pain that I experienced in my marriage, the pain that I felt was a replica. It was a symptom. It was the effect based out of what I was tied to, what I agreed to, what I believed. And God began showing me what those beliefs were. And not only that, but that I went on this deep level, an intimate path with God, where God began showing me the truth. God began showing me what the truth really is. God began showing me the true essence and love that was within my union and that I was afraid to dive into. I began feeling and seeing the true love that I have within my heart, the true love that I had for him, that I honestly was afraid to release and let go. I was honestly afraid to love on that magnitude. And the reason why I was afraid was because of those agreements, those beliefs, those attachments. But I had to release myself from those agreements, from those beliefs, from those attachments, no matter what happened in the past, no matter what showed up, because of the fact that I had to show up in freedom and show up in the way that God saw me, because that's my true freedom and light. And I had to let go of the past, to not hold that against him, to not hold that against myself, but to say that was who I thought I had to show up as, and to allow the healing to take place without holding any of that and letting that go and turning the mirror within myself and looking within myself. And that takes work. That takes a lot of looking within the self. That takes forgiving 77 times 7. And when I say forgiving, I really do mean starting with me. In my opinion, you cannot forgive your husband. You cannot forgive your wife. You cannot forgive your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, if you haven't forgiven yourself. What you hold against someone is what you hold against yourself. And so it had to start with me. I couldn't hold that stuff. Oh, no. I couldn't hold it. And every time my brain would think of a thought or think of a reason why I had a reason or validation to hold it, I had to look at that in the face and say no and let it go, because it had to start with me. I cannot hold that for me, because I want to be free. I want to fake this freedom. I don't want to fake the funk. I want to walk in freedom, and my freedom is walking in God. That's my truth, no matter what. That's the true light of who we are. That's what I've been called to do. That's what I've been called to share. No matter how the enemy, the inner me in me, wants to fight against that, I choose to allow myself to be free. I talk about the brain, you know, how the brain works. And, you know, I talk about that more extensively in my program. And I've also mentioned this on a few episodes, but understanding how the brain is like hardware. I mean, it's old software. And so trying to give it new information about healing and elevation, it is, try to do that. You know, it's like, try to put in a new software in an old hard drive, right? It's not going to gel. And so this is why you have to tell your mind what you are going to do. And telling your mind is based off of the truth that you know. But you have to be transparent with God. You got to be transparent with yourself, which where God resides, right? You got to be transparent with yourself and open and honest with yourself. This is why I'm grateful I experienced pain. Had I not experienced the symptoms that was causing the belief, the symptoms that was due to my belief, the symptoms that were due to my agreements, had I not had that, I would have still been operating. We would have still been operating numb. Good people who love each other, but we would have been operating numb. And so I had to release. It took a minute, but I had to release and let go and allow God to do whatever God was going to do. Right? Back to that, I had to be free, and I wanted to be free no matter what. I wanted to be free no matter what. And I also believe what God told me. And so being vigilant about that was what I was determined to do, because there's nothing like being free in your heart. Oh, you go to bed, you sleep good. When you are free and light in your heart, when that stuff within you is released and let go and you are determined and adamant about it and vigilant about that thing, you sleep better. You show up different, and you understand the power and the sovereignty that you have. I want to make note of this. The mind is not going to want you to change. I want you to know that starting off. So if you're starting off the journey of transforming or healing your marriage, your mind is not going to want you to change. And I want you to know that. But I want you to also acknowledge that, right? And I also want you to listen to God, listen to your intuition. I want you to work with it. Because it's worth it. It's worth your freedom. It's worth you shifting that cycle. You don't want your children to go to have the same beliefs and attachments that you had with your parents. It's time to detach from those attachments, those unhealthy attachments that's keeping you stuck. It's time to elevate. It's time to evolve. It's time to grow. It's time to heal. It's time to live the life that God has called you to live. So you may want to go back and hear this again. I'm so happy to share this. This is stuff that we're going to be talking about. And so you definitely will be hearing about that soon. You're going to be seeing this. It's going to be an actual podcast that you will physically see. Yay. So it's going to be good. These are the things that we're going to talk about. And she's my sister. So it's like she's my sister. So you know how like your sister kind of, you talk with somebody that you're connected to or close to, and they talk about things and it opens up more deep things deeper. This is why I need her on the journey, because we both have a similar journey And the things that she asks questions about or that she brings about helps me. There's things that aha moments that pops up in my mind that sometimes I often forget when I'm isolated by myself doing this. This is why I need her with me on the journey to bring forth everything that God wants to bring forth as it relates to what we're called to heal and share. So, all right, if you guys have any questions that you want to write to me about, you can hit me up on at a higher love, a higher love at cammynight.com, or you can hit me up on my website, cammynight.org. I cannot wait to introduce my co-founder in this thing. I'm calling her that. She's my co-founder in this next movement that we're getting ready to share with the world. And I'm just happy. So, all right, that's it, y'all. Have a great Sunday. You can replay this, share this with your friends. If you think this is helpful for anybody in their marriage, anybody who is battling or dealing with things within themselves, if they feel that they can't forgive or release or not trust or holding on to, you know, internal wounds or whatever, send this to them. Till next time. Bye. I love you.